This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Philippines has reported the first death outside of China in the coronavirus epidemic that has killed more than 300 people and spread to 24 nations. Reuters' David Doyle reports China is concerned the spread of the virus will have an impact on its economy.
China on Sunday ramped up measures to contain the coronavirus epidemic and shore up the economy against its effects, as the first death from the illness was reported outside the country. A 44-year-old Chinese man from Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, died in the Philippines on Saturday, the Department of Health said. The Philippines has expanded its travel ban to include all foreigners coming from China, and Beijing is facing mounting isolation as other countries introduce similar travel restrictions. Airlines suspend flights, and governments evacuate their citizens. That risks worsening a slowdown in the world's second-largest economy. China's central bank said it will inject $173.8 billion worth of liquidity into the markets on Monday, as the country prepares to reopen its stock markets following an extended Lunar New Year holiday.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is urging Kazakhstan to join Washington in pressing Beijing over its treatment of Muslim minorities. The UN estimates up to 2 million people, mostly ethnic Uyghur Muslims, have been detained in harsh conditions as part of what Beijing calls an anti-terrorism campaign. Speaking with reporters, Pompeo talked about the importance of Kazakhstan for U.S. foreign policy.
I also talked about the Trump administration's forthcoming Central Asia strategy, which puts your independence and prosperity at the core of our approach.
Earlier, Pompeo met with families of ethnic Kazakhs detained in China and praised Kazakhstan for not forcing asylum seekers to return to China. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Police officers in South London have shot and killed a man who wounded at least three people in what officials are calling terrorism-related stabbings. AP Sarah Bassett reports from London.
The Metropolitan Police Force have been quick to declare the violence as terrorism-related. Witnesses have reported seeing the man wearing what looked like a suicide vest. Kaka Tahir says armed police told him to evacuate the scene.
It's like a movie. It was so quick and it was like a panic.
The attack in the Streatham neighbourhood marks a departure from recent attacks in the British capital that took place in high-profile landmarks in central London. 2 months ago, two people were stabbed on London Bridge by a man who had recently been released from prison, where he was serving a 16-year sentence for plotting a terror attack. Sarah Bassett, London.
The Somali government has declared a national emergency over a locust upsurge which is spreading in the East Africa area. The Somali Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation says the desert locust poses a major threat to the country's already fragile food security situation. Locusts are also a problem in Kenya. Salah Tutana of Kenya's agriculture ministry says the locust swarms can deplete farmland in a number of hours.
They're destroying the environment because some of these swarms are very big. Billions of them. So within 6 hours and 8 hours, they suppress and deplete all the pastures.
The United Nations says it requires an initial $3 million for fighting the locusts. Democratic candidates are racing across the state of Iowa today in a last-minute flurry of rallies and handshakes ahead of Monday's caucuses, the official start of the U.S. presidential election season. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has a busy week ahead with the final vote on impeachment coming up and the annual State of the Union address Tuesday night. Polls suggest an odd split among Americans. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
An Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll in December found Americans identified the economy, health care, immigration, and the environment as top issues for the government to address in 2020. But few expected much progress. Just 2 in 10 said they were satisfied with the way things are going, while nearly 6 in 10 were dissatisfied. And more expected things to get worse, not better. But in a January poll, 56% of respondents approved of the president's handling of the economy. 2/3 said the economy was in good shape, and only about a quarter expected it to worsen over the next year. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Today is the biggest day for American football. It's Super Bowl Sunday, the National Football League's championship game. The San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs will face off in Miami later today. More than 100 million Americans are expected to tune in to the game. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.